As we sprint toward Election Day, we're checking in on important House races as part of our Here and Now District Profile series. This week, a look at a vulnerable Republican, Mike Garcia, who represents California's 25th congressional district. He's facing a challenge from State Assemblywoman Christy Smith, and it's a rematch of a special election runoff earlier this year. Libby Denkman is in Los Angeles following this race. She's KPCC's senior politics reporter. Libby, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. I'm glad to be here.
Sure. And first, just give me the lay of the land in this district, both geographically speaking and politically.
The 25th district is one of these suburban districts that a lot of folks are looking at as a bellwether for if the suburban areas are going to go home to Republicans or continue trending blue as they have been in recent years. It's in North LA County, about an hour's drive away from urban Los Angeles. And a lot of folks who live there are commuters. It includes also some rural areas, the western part of the Mojave Desert and the Antelope Valley. And it was a longtime Republican stronghold until the 2018 blue wave. It was held by Republican Steve Knight. But that year, Katie Hill, a political novice, was able to unseat him. She won that seat by about 9 points. But of course, you'll remember, Peter, that Katie Hill, the congresswoman, had to resign last year. She decided to resign right in the wake of the release of intimate photos without her consent and some accusations of improper relationships with staffers on her campaign and also the congressional staff. So that seat was open for a special election earlier this year. And Mike Garcia, a former Navy fighter pilot and another newcomer to politics, was able to defeat Democrat Christy Smith, an assemblywoman in the state legislature, to take that seat. And it was the first time a Republican was able to flip a Democratic congressional seat in California in 22 years. So significant win for the GOP there.
Okay. And those two candidates are going up against each other again in November. Let's hear a clip from one of Garcia's campaign videos.
I'm running to ensure that our nation and our district don't fall victim to the socialist and far left Democrat policies that have devastated so much of our state. I want to serve again to ensure that our values and our children's futures are secure. I want to know that my sons will grow up in a free country where hard work, discipline, and success are rewarded and not punished.
Congressman Mike Garcia there. Tell us more about him and how closely he's aligning himself with President Trump.
Sure. Mike Garcia was a Navy fighter pilot. He also became a defense contractor. He worked for Raytheon after he was done in the military. And that's something that really resonates with a lot of folks in the 25th District. Edwards Air Force Base is nearby. There's a lot of people who worked in aerospace or the defense industry. And Garcia leaned heavily into his connection to the military. His campaign logos even really looked like the logo for the movie Top Gun. And so you saw those posters all over the district. He's also a very close ally of President Trump. He was proud of his support for the president and is, again, defending him now in wake of criticism to the response to the coronavirus.
And let's hear from Christy Smith now. Here's one of her campaign ads.
My mom died holding my hand. She was a lifelong nurse, but died too young because she couldn't afford the insulin to treat her diabetes and heart disease. I'm Christy Smith, and I approve this message because I'll work with both parties to make healthcare affordable, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and lower drug costs.
Tell us more. What's Christy Smith running on?
Sure. Christy Smith is a former school board member who represents part of the district in the California Assembly. You heard right there in the ad that healthcare is really the cornerstone of her campaign. She has been consistent in her messaging about the Trump administration's efforts to undermine and remove Obamacare protections, like protections for pre-existing conditions. And during the coronavirus, she has also been a consistent critic of the president and now of Mike Garcia, the incumbent congressman, on the response to the pandemic and not doing enough early enough to test and track cases. She did lose to him by 10 points, though, which was a surprise to a lot of folks.
Right. And so what's different this time around? If Garcia won so easily, why is he considered vulnerable now?
It's all down to the dynamics of a special election versus November election, where President Trump is at the top of the ticket. Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The May special, May 12th special, was, you know, on a day when no other races were on the ballot. And this was early on in the coronavirus pandemic. And so a lot of confusion still during that special election about whether there would be enough in-person voting opportunities and, you know, whether people would respond with the vote-by-mail ballots. So Christy Smith hoping that this is a completely different story in November, but Republicans will be spending to try to defend that seat from Mike Garcia.
Libby Denkman, KPCC's senior politics reporter, telling us about California's 25th congressional district. Libby, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.